She is Baron Nandi's wife.
You too! You aren't being paid to gossip.
Pardon, ma'am,
Sarah said.
I didn't understand what to do and didn't want to trouble you.
The fat woman scowled for a moment, but then turned her displeasure in another direction. Rohini smiled softly, whispered,
She's in a good mood today.
As the hours passed and her knees and hands and muscles began to ache, Sarah realized that she and Rohini had been delivered to Baron Dandi's wife more for who they were than for work they could do. They were not bright, and they were not among the more attractive workers. Baron Dandi wanted Narita to believe that these were the kind of women he always employed. Elsewhere, no doubt, he and his chief assistants would take full advantage of their bit of power over the unfortunate and the desperate. It was not a good day for exploring. There was more work than three women could possibly complete. Sarah got no chance to collect additional pages from the hidden annals. Then, not many hours after the day started, conditions within the palace became much less relaxed. The high and the mighty began to show themselves moving rapidly here and there. Rumor came apparently passing right through stone walls. Another Bodhi disciple had burned himself to death outside, and the Radisha was completely distraught. Narita herself confided,
She's very frightened. Many things are happening over which she has no control. She has gone to the anger chamber. She does so almost every day now.
The anger chamber,
Sarah murmured. She had not heard of this before. But till recently, she never worked this close to the heart of the palace.
What is that, ma'am?
A room set aside where she can tear her hair and clothing and rage and weep without having her emotions poison surroundings used for other purposes. She won't come out until she can face the world in complete calm.
Subhradeel understood. It was a Guni thing. Only Guni would come up with an idea like that. Guni religion personified everything. It had a god or goddess or demon, a diva or rakshasa or yaksha, or whatever for everything, usually with several aspects and avatars and differing names, none of whom were seen much nowadays, but who had been very busy way back when. Only an extremely wealthy Guni would come up with a conceit like an anger chamber. A Guni cursed with 1,000 rooms she did not know how to use. Later in the day, Subhradeel contrived to be allowed to service the freshly evacuated anger chamber. It was small and contained nothing but a mat on a polished wooden floor and a small shrine to ancestors. The smoke was thick and the smell of incense was overpowering. Chapter 24 A good thing I didn't have any pages on me, too, Sarah told me. The Greys started searching us going out. That woman, Vancha, tried to steal a little silver oil lamp. She'll spend all morning tomorrow being punished by Jal Baron Dandi.
Does Baron Dandi's boss know what he does?
I don't think so. Why?
We could trick him into betraying himself, get him tossed out.
No. Baron Dandi is the devil we know. An honest man would be harder to manipulate.
I loathe the man.